You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on a surprise Monday, March the 19th. Of course, we've got two Irish meetings for you. We're going to be concentrating at the moment in time predominantly on Down Royal. Of course, Limerick is the other track which has survived, and only one UK domestic meeting goes ahead. So the Irish very much dominate like they did at the Cheltenham Festival. And we begin with the 2.25, which is a main hurdle. A pretty weak one it is of that, with only really two horses to concentrate on. Icario, he sets the standard, certainly on official ratings here, with a mark of 123. But this fellow's been really disappointing in quite a few occasions. And even though he's finished second on his last two runs behind two nice horses, he's still finding it hard to get his head in front. And there's every reason to oppose him on this occasion, even though the Gordon Elliott team are in rampantly good form, because he's up against a horse in the shape of Free Ranger, who could be able to a degree of improvement. Obviously, he's a four-year-old, and he bumped into another nice juvenile in the shape of a Commentarius on his hurdling debut at Fairy House on the 7th of February. The pair of them travelled really strongly in that race, which was run at an even tempo, and it was only the late run of the Gordon Elliott train winner which prevented this gelding by Luke De Vega not going in the first time. He was well backed as well to get off the mark, so obviously there's a little bit of confidence in him, and you could certainly see why there was money in his direction. He wasn't a bad performer on the flat either. He's got form on heavy ground. I just think as though he's got a little bit more of the reliability factor attached to him than Icario, because who is okay, but his willingness not to get his head in front is obviously a cause for concern. On to race number two then, which is a 2 mile, 3.5 furlong handicap, and it's a wide open one as well, around about 3.72 the field this morning. Quite a few of these can be fancied, and I'm going to take a little bit of a punt here on one that ran quite well at this track a couple of runs ago in the shape of Ross Moore's Pride from the Christian Dalecross stable. This horse, I thought, kept on quite nicely in that race, won by the very well handicapped at the time, Cuba Mania, from the Gordon Elliott stable. And I do like to say the way he went all the way to the line on that particular occasion, having got outpaced coming down the hill. Nothing wrong with his run the other day behind Mick DeBoyo. Obviously, he's a track specialist at Nice, where once again, he plugged away to get to finish sixth. Now, obviously, he's yet to win a race in eight races under rules, but those two races individually certainly suggest that he can go well in a race of this nature. And I like the fact, like I say, that he has run well at the track before. So, Ross Moore's Pride, round about 15-2, 8-1 this morning, is the each-way choice there in race number two.
Race number three.
On to the 3.30, and once again, Gordon Elliott as the favourite here in the shape of Sir Carno, who, to be fair, was a little bit disappointing the other day when sent off 6-4 favourite behind Mary Francis. He kind of weakened out of it quite abruptly on that occasion. So maybe those two races at the time before Punchestown and Thurley's respectively just caught up with this fella, and I'm going to pass him over here in favour of R.D. and Lass from the locally trained Stuart Crawford stable. Now, this horse has been venturing over the Irish Sea to Air quite a few times this season, and to pretty much good effect as well. His best run was when he finished second to Caventaria from the Michael Scudamore stable a couple of runs ago. She was a bit disappointing the last day to weaken out of it in third behind Sweet as Candy from the Nicky Richards stable, but the vet reported that the horse had lost a shoe in the latter stages of that race. That might have had some kind of detrimental effect. Looking back at her form in Ireland prior to that, and she's got certainly decent enough qualities to go well in a race of this nature. And being, of course, a former point-to-point winner, this stiff track on soft ground should benefit her stamina. So R.D. and Lass, round about 4-1 this morning. That doesn't look a bad price to me. And she'll do there in race number three.
Race four.
On to the 4 o'clock then, and this is a nice little race between the three at the top of the market, far in his eyes, Kapukaris and Cross Who Boy. And I like the horse that's in good form at the moment, Cross Who Boy. I do actually like backing horses that at least shown recent form. Fitness is assured, as did Regal Flow last week, of course, who won the Midland Grand National. Only 4 days prior to that, he'd won down in Taunton. So when you get horses that have been off of the track in bad weather, I often think horses who've, like I say, got a run under their belt recently, they've got a huge advantage. And this horse, I thought, was really, really impressive down in Wexford over the weekend. He travelled well, he jumped well, and he actually won with a ton in hand. He only won by 2.5 lengths, but he was eased down on the running, so he didn't really have a particularly hard race. He's up in trip, but that shouldn't bother him either. He's won over 2.4 miles. He jumps soundly. Like I say, he's a horse in just great form at the moment. Far in his eyes, he's probably the main danger on form. He was second in the Derby on up for review, but to be fair, William Mullins's charge just turned him away quite readily, so I wouldn't read too much heavily into that form. So Cross You Boy comes in great nick, and hopefully he can go in again in the second time in two days.
Race 5.
On to the 4:30 then, the classiest race on the card without a shadow of a doubt. And this provides a decent opportunity for Gordon Elliott's Marla Beach to gain another victory in his already decent career. A couple of runs ago, he was well backed and got the job done in the Troy Town Handicap, one of the most competitive 3 mile handicaps running Ireland throughout the season. And he's only got to really run to that level of form to be successful here. Yes, he was pulled up last time out, but to be fair, it was in Grade 1 company. It was, of course, the Leopardstown Gold Cup, which was run in that big 2 day meeting in February. So you can certainly give him for that poor show on that particular occasion. But generally speaking, this horse is about as reliable as a Swiss clock in this kind of company. He goes well in small fields. And even his run the time before that behind a genie in a bottle will give him some sort of a chance of justifying short price favouritism here. Valder Furbay, he's fairly reliable, but he just lacks a gear change. Not a bad run last day down in Fairy House in the Bobby Joe behind Bells Hill. I think he's probably one for the forecast backers or punters out there that like to bet without the favourite. It's all about Marla Beach. He's the class act of the race. And Gordon Elliott, well, he's hungry for more winners, isn't he?
Race number 6.
Let's move on to the 5:05 then. We got to Hunter Chasers here, and I was really impressed with the way that Sizing Down the Hind performed in his last race win last seen at Fairy House on the 14th of February. He really travelled supremely strongly in that race and thought he was going to come and win jumping the last. In fact, he went a couple of lengths clear, only to be run out of it in the latter stages by the fast finisher Valana's Gold. He probably just needed the run that day on evidence of that performance, because he hadn't run since October, and if anything, his fitness just let him down in the latter stages. JB Codd's been booked for the ride, and he's a typical Jim Draper horse as well. Big, strong, imposing, and he's got a little bit of touch of quality as well. So Sizing Down the Nine is definitely one to keep an eye on. The other one to watch as well is Ennis Killing. Not necessarily for this afternoon, but when he goes back to Punchestown, he's a real specialist at the County Kildare venue. And of course, with the big Punchestown Festival coming up on the horizon, Peter Murray's 13-year-old is certainly worth keeping an eye on to see how he gets on today with regards to his future potential for one of those races at the festival in a month's time.
Final race.
On to the final race. There's been good money here this morning for Augusta Gold, who represents the Mags Mullins stable, so she's got to be dangerous. But the one to keep an eye on here is Tintangle from the Gordon Elliott stable. This horse is fourth, of course, behind Relegate at the Leopardstown 2 day meeting, and we know how good that form is because Relegate, of course, has gone on to win the champion bumper at the Cheltenham Festival. Now, you shouldn't really take that run literally, because obviously Tintangle was well beaten on that occasion, and to be fair, ran on through beaten horses late on. But I certainly thought she shaped with enough promise anyway to be more of a significant factor in a race of this lesser quality, and I think this stiff track will bring out the best in her as well, being by Yates. So Tintangle is the obvious choice in the final race on the card. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again tomorrow when we've got a 7 race programme for you at Clonmel beginning at 2:10. So providing that meeting goes ahead, I'll catch you tomorrow. Bye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.